proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series regarding the annual feasts of Israel by looking at the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as the Feast of Booths. In the Old Testament, God commanded the Jewish people to observe certain days, keeping them as special feasts. The Feast of Tabernacles, which takes place in October, takes its name from the booths that God required the Israelites to construct. Booths, or sukkoth, were temporary dwelling places. The name Feast of Tabernacles has nothing to do with the tabernacle itself, a structure that God ordered the Israelites to construct as their central place of worship. The word sukkoth, or booth, alludes to the temporary facilities in which God directed the Jewish people to live during the seven-day celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. God wanted the Jewish people to remember that they were strangers and pilgrims, wanderers, that this earth was not their home. According to the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, God commanded the Jews, quote, "Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Unquote. The Feast of Tabernacles again served to remind the Israelites. It reminded them that they were Pharaoh's slaves who had become God's servants, and that while they walked the earth, they were strangers and pilgrims therein. During the Feast of Tabernacles, according to Deuteronomy chapter 31, God required the Israelites to conduct a public recital of the Mosaic Law. Such an occasion coincided with the year of Jubilee, also known as the year of release, a time during which everything that God commanded to every Jewish creditor was connected with canceling any debts owed to him. Some contemporary Jews built personal sukkoth or tabernacles during the Feast of Tabernacles. Those who did so, the construction materials and procedures were strictly prescribed by God. The walls of those buildings, those sukkoth, can consist of any material, wood or canvas, for example. Also in Leviticus chapter 23, God instructed the Jews to cover their booths, their sukkoth, with, quote, "boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook," unquote. The Feast of Tabernacles reminded the Jews that their bodies had no more permanence than the temporary structures God required them to build during those days. Rather than focusing on the satisfaction of their bodily needs, the Jews were to strive to make the fear of God their treasure, an observation noted in Isaiah chapter 33. What relevance does the Feast of Tabernacles have for Christians? Believers also need to remember that this world does not constitute their final home, that they are strangers and pilgrims on earth. As Paul put it in the third chapter of Philippians, quote, "Our conversation," that is to say our manner of living, "our conversation is in heaven," unquote. In 2 Peter chapter 1, that writer acknowledged that his physical body was only a tabernacle, namely a temporary facility for his spirit to inhabit. The fourth chapter of James' epistles described life as, quote, "a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away," unquote. Such a realization should influence Christians to regard the travails of this life as being only a temporary affliction. As Jesus Christ taught them in the 10th chapter of Matthew, believers were to, quote, "fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.